Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. And we're going to talk to a guy that trains people to be gunsmiths today. Because we need those guys. We need people trained to do this because guns are getting complicated. But I digress. Let's talk to a young fellow named Zeke Stout. How are you today, sir?
I'm doing a lot better now that you call me a young fellow.
Well, you're younger than me, Zeke. I mean, how old are you?
Okay, 45.
Yep, just a kid. Just a kid.
So are we going to talk because, you know, that needs to be done, or are we going to talk about it because we pay you? Sorry, did that come out loud?
Say that one more time.
Because we pay first off.
Well, no, there's other things involved with you. You are, of all of my sponsors that I do have, you're very unique. You have media chops, big media chops. And
well, comes with being 6'7", so.
And I mean, as soon as a few, I'm just waiting to get you some equipment, and then you're going to be doing this when you don't have anything better to do.
I'm ready.
Yeah.
So, I'm ready.
In any event.
You need to make sure you prep your audience to be really nice to me and not be like, oh, come on, where's Bill?
It'll be okay. It'll be great. It'll be stupendous. Stupendous.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. So what's been going on with MGS?
Well, our enrollments are up. We're doing really well growing the school. Just getting the message out there that, one, you don't have to have a degree to become a gunsmith. You do have to have a base knowledge and some hands-on stuff, in which there are not a lot of hands-on projects. And I know we've talked about that on the show before, too. But it's kind of, we're in an environment now where people are starting to realize that getting a degree, a four-year degree, and I'm raising my hand when I say people that, is not necessary for certain trades and jobs. You know, I've got a degree in biology and sports medicine. I work in the gun industry. So it's one of those things where I'm telling my kids now, you know, both of them play sports, and if they get a full scholarship somewhere and they want to play sports, then more power to them. But if they don't play sports, if they're going to go to a college, make sure it's a college that hires somewhere that they can get a job with that degree. You know, not, you know, don't be a history major and not get a teaching certificate with that, and then you just get a history degree that, you know, what they say with my biology degree on the first day on the job is, would you like fries with that? So get a degree or a certificate that will get you a job, and if you can't find something in a university or college that you want to do that with, go to a trade school. You know, like we're a trade school. We have the gunsmithing. We're working on some other programs that are trades. That's one of the reasons we rebranded to NGS Trade School instead of Modern Gun School, is because we want to put more trades in there. Welders are what, making close to $80,000 coming out of welder school nowadays, especially some of the more dangerous things, but.
Now, you raise an interesting question, though. I never have thought about this because I didn't go to college. I never intended to go to college. I knew a lot of people that didn't go to college when I was in high school that were very successful. I mean, highly successful. So I never thought and, you know, back then in the 70s when I was of that age, nobody was talking about school debt or student loans or anything. It was just it hadn't billowed up to what it has become. But
right.
Your interesting point is that a lot of people go out there and get these degrees and have no idea what they're going to do with it when they get out, do they?
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, with me, I thought sports medicine would be a cool job. You know, I get to work at football games, at basketball games, et cetera, et cetera. And my last year in the program, I was having to work volleyball, right? But during spring training, out there, I had to go to football practice at 5 a.m. Well, I had to do football practice, and I had to go to classes. And after classes were done, I had volleyball to work. Well, if volleyball had a tournament, there were some days I wouldn't get home till 2 or 3 in the morning.
Right.
So I looked at the starting salary for those kind of hours. And the starting athletic trainer makes $30,000 sometimes a year. And it's kind of like, why am I doing this? So I ended up, you know, doing the biology thing and thought I was going to have a career in the medical field and decided not to and ended up going into the firearms world.
Now, for a gunsmith, and today gunsmiths have got to be they got to be able to work on something old and something new, don't they?
Absolutely. But you've got a big problem nowadays with. So you've got an issue nowadays with people that'll build an AR for their buddy, right? And they get a killer job on it. But then their other buddy wants them to build one. So they build two. And then their uncle does. And they build three. But they're using the same parts kits. They're using, and there's the key word, is part kits. They're doing things that anybody can really do. Legos for adults. And then, but the problem is, they start to say they're gunsmiths. Well, then, Grandpa brings in the old Browning. They don't know what to do.
I realized this the other day because all of a sudden I have taken a liking to lever guns.
Oh, yeah.
And I saw where Chris Costa had got a lever gun, and he had steampunked it all up, tacked it all up. Except when I got the lever gun, and they start showing how to put this rail on it. And I'm looking at it, and I don't have any of the tools that I need to knock this out of alignment gently to where I don't bend it or break it, or that out of alignment to where I don't bend it or break it. And I ended up taking that to a gunsmith that actually had the tools to do it, that knew what to do.
And another thing a lot of people don't realize with the tools is a lot of these gunsmiths make their own tools for certain jobs. You know, there's a lot of hand tools for older guns that aren't out there anymore, so they have to kind of figure out a way to make their own. And one of our hands-on courses is you actually get to learn to make your own hand tool. And that's a pretty cool project that we have. I really like that one.
That probably comes from your time when you were on TV and you guys were using forges and everything to, you know, fabricate all kinds of crazy stuff.
I wish I could agree with that statement, but they had that in place before I came on board. Dang it.
Nobody knows that if you don't tell them that, Zeke.
Yeah,
nobody knows
honest,
that.
Right?
Well, yeah, it wasn't a question. I was just making a statement. It was not a question. I've got a busy throat today. Actually, this would have been a really good day for you to be doing me.
Being me. Gotcha.
But we're going to do what we got to do. Huh?
Yeah. Pretty slam today, huh?
Busy throat. You can find the stuff that Zeke is pushing out there at mgs.edu. They're on the website. They got a phone number to call. If you can't answer the questions yourselves on the website, which you should be able to. And it looks like they have a military discount built in there, too. Modern Gun School. Talk a little bit more about that when we get back talking to Zeke Stout. This is Lock and Load. Sykes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Sykes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SykesTactical.com. Sykes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load, and we are speaking with Zeke Stout. And for those of you looking to maybe make a change, make a transformation, reinvent yourself, Modern Gun School, Modern Gun School Trade School. If you're interested in being a gunsmith, this would be the way to go. I mean, When I was talking to you about money, Zeke, I had no idea it was this inexpensive.
That is a big deal with me, pushing this out, is, you know, trade schools, yes, there is some liability insurance, there are employees you have to have, and yes, you need to generate revenue off of it, but it doesn't need to be $20,000, $30,000, $40,000. And right now we're able to keep everything under $3,000. There are certain things that we're working on, different programs that will probably be a little more expensive, but this program will still be available as well.
Well, I mean, let's put this in perspective, okay? If you go out tomorrow and switch phone companies and you want to update your phone and you get 3 Apple iPhones, that's going to cost you more than the entire course will at Modern Gun School.
That's actually a really good point. Yep.
That's
a very true statement.
I mean, I've got a couple of handguns over here in a drawer that costs more than the entire curriculum at Modern Gun School.
Yeah.
And everybody needs to write down this promo code if you're going to go to the website, which is mgs.edu. The promo code is AIM, all uppercase.
Nope.
They also have payment plans if you don't want to pay the big stroke. Their payment plan is less than one single line of mobile phone, really good mobile phone service. I might sign up for this myself and just give this up.
Wait, well, who's going to do the radio show then?
Well, you know, you could do it as long as you keep on keeping on and show up and do it. You know, that's all it really boils down to.
I won't have the amazing voice that you do, but you know, I'll still be.
Your voice is pretty good, Zeke. Plus, you look good. Zeke is very good looking.
Hey, Bill. It's radio.
But it doesn't matter. You've been on TV too. Now you do. This is available internationally.
Yeah.
How does that work?
There's certain things that not every country will allow the students to be able to work on. So like there's certain parts and stuff, but we still are able to get them the basic, you know, whether it's metal measuring, soldering, barrel refinishing. We don't send out a working barrel. It's like a little 2-inch piece that has some burrs and maybe a little rust, and they've got to refinish it. There's a few different things that they're able to do. And then there are hoops they would have to jump through in their country, wherever they reside at. But for the most part, it's the same thing that we get if they live stateside. And we have a lot of active duty guys that will enroll while they're stationed, you know, in Germany or Switzerland or wherever.
That's right. And
Switzerland.
For those.
We got a heavy presence in Switzerland, don't we?
Well, it wouldn't surprise me. But, I mean, you guys are VA approved, so that means the VA in educational benefits work with you guys. And for these, for some of these guys that are either active duty or formerly active duty, they can take advantage of that. And you have the – and it's not just the part where the – let's see. You work with all of the – there's been different education bills through the course of time within the military. So you work with the various ones, the various iterations of those that have come along.
Yeah, and the best thing to do is to go to your education rep on base if you're active duty and see what they have available to you and then contact us, and then we can work through that whole process with them. We don't have certain things like housing allowance and stuff because we're not a degree-granting school.
Right.
But the good thing is once you're done with our program, you still got a lot of money left over in your GI Bill or your VA benefits and stuff like that. And we're back to the affordability thing. And the biggest kicker with me, you know, I'm still laced and strapped with freaking student loans, you know, that I'm paying on, and I graduated years ago, almost 20 years ago. And I want people to be able to go through this, get a job, and not be, you know, have that burden on top of them with all these student loan problems.
Well, how long does it take for the, if somebody were to buckle down and do the course at a standard pace, whatever that would be, like if you were going to class and taking the course, how long would it take them to complete it?
I've seen people do it in 8 to 12 months, you know, under a year.
Yeah.
Because it is self-paced, there's not, I mean, we do have a time limit, but it's self-paced, so if you're not done in a year, if you're not done in a year and a half, we don't go, oh, you got to pay us more. It's just like, let's get, you know, we'll encourage you to keep going with it, but it's not going to be just blasting you, hey, you've got to do this now, you've got to do this now, because we understand if you're, a lot of people that enroll in our school are adults changing careers, and they're wanting to get out of whatever they're doing, or they lost their job because of COVID, or any other reason out there that there might be layoffs, and they're wanting to go into the gun industry, and they're taking our course, and we understand that there's kids, there's other jobs, there's lots of things in life that can take away some of that time that you could be working on your schoolwork. So we're flexible in that aspect of things.
The only thing that you have to buy if you are taking the class, you could outfit this whole class just by going to Harbor Freight one time, couldn't you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And we send a lot of the tools for you.
Yeah.
If they go to NGS.edu, you can see the stuff that you get. And you can give us a call, and we can tell you everything that you'll be getting in the program. We're back to that pesky rule because we're an accredited school, where I can't talk about stuff that's coming down the pipeline, but we'll leave it at that, that it's going to be really cool.
Well, I mean, you've got...
That we're talking about, but
it's going to be cool. Like the trigger pull gauge, you can't find that in most Lowe's, can you, or most Home Depot.
Yeah.
So you make that available. You know, you make the high speed tools like the micrometer and the digital caliper and the Bore light and all those other things that you make that available. That's part of what you get for it.
Sure.
And gunsmiths. You know what? We'll get to this in the next segment because I got lost on this because I'm looking at this. I'm very excited about this. I'm thinking about signing up today. Talking to Zeke Stout from Modern Gun School. MGS.edu. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Excess Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Excess's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Excess has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Excess Sights.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards.
Representative Matt Gaetz, Republican of Florida, on Tuesday vowed after the Republican takeover in the next election, there will be real oversight and real subpoenas in the House.
It has been 174 days since my colleagues and I sent a letter to FBI Director Wray asking basic questions about the FBI's involvement in January 6th.
But Gaetz suggested House oversight would fall under their control was cause for much concern on social media.
The Biden administration this week signaled it would veto a Senate-led effort to nullify a vaccine mandate for private businesses, even as several Democratic lawmakers suggested they would support the effort. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki told reporters on Tuesday that if the bill comes to the president's desk, he will veto it. This is USA Radio News. The White House reacts to Biden meeting Putin.
Direct and straightforward. That's how National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan describes President Biden's roughly two-hour video call with Russian President Vladimir Putin.
He reiterated America's support for Ukraine's sovereignty and territorial integrity.
Sullivan adding that President Biden warned Putin regarding those troops and what happens if Russia invades Ukraine.
If Russia further invades Ukraine, the United States and our European allies would respond with strong economic measures.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Speaker Nancy Pelosi predicted Wednesday that both chambers of Congress will pass the $2 trillion expansion of social benefits and climate change programs at the heart of President Biden's domestic agenda, which features a host of Democratic economic and climate priorities before Christmas. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Guns.com radio studio with my busy throat today. This is Lock and Load. We're speaking with Zeke Stout. He is the director at Modern Gun School. And Zeke, tell me about Harry Walters the Third.
Are you talking about Skip?
Yeah.
Oh, Skip's great. He is a gunsmith up at Sarco. Have you ever heard of Sarco there outside of Alex Hamilton's tenure?
I have. I don't know a whole lot about it, but I have heard of it. Yes, sir.
Probably one of the biggest MilCert equipment, but then they've got a fully functioning gun shop. They've got everything. It is the coolest place. If you're ever up in the area, go by Sarco. It's pretty amazing. But Skip is our main head gunsmith at the school, and he'll write Skip's tips for us, which if you go online to mgs.edu and sign up for a newsletter, you'll get some of those. The majority of them go out to our students. But he is just a plethora of information. Every time I say plethora, I can't not think of Three Amigos, but, you know. But he is a plethora of information on the gunsmithing world. He's great at what he does. When I first came on board, anytime I hear about gunsmithing online, I'm skeptical, even though the last, 8 years of my life have been a proponent of online education for gunsmithing. But I'm skeptical when I hear about it. So I wanted to go through all the stuff, and I went through a lot of the stuff that Skip put together for the school, and it is top-notch aces information. He's a great guy.
Now, for those of you that look at this and thinking maybe you might just be doing video stuff and everything, you're actually going to have some boxes delivered to your house with parts.
Oh, absolutely.
Because you're going to be doing some, what do they call this, the hands-on projects. Tell me about the hands-on projects.
Well, when you start to look at anything, and we're using guns as an example now, but any trade or task or something you have to learn where you're going to use your hands to do that job, you've got to have some of the hands-on experience. So to just push out, hey, here's all the knowledge about gunsmithing, figure it out, it's not responsible on our part. One, it could get dangerous. Two, you could have people who are claiming to be one thing. They never really learned how to use a caliper or a micrometer or how to make a hand tool or how to refinish a barrel, anything like that where they didn't get the hands-on, and they're saying they're a gunsmith because in the United States there is no regulation to become a certified gunsmith. There's not. There is not a universal certificate to become a gunsmith. You just have to get your FFL and say, hey, I can do this. Well, if you're just getting the knowledge and not learning how to use these things tactically with your hands, not tactically, but tactilely, you end up with some bad situations where people think they're getting their grandfather's heirloom repaired correctly, and people can mess up the bluing or mess up the stock, or there's lots of things that can be done wrong. So we have those hands-on projects that we send out to kind of mitigate that risk a little bit. Does it fix it? No, because somebody could go to Harvard Medical School and become a graduate of Harvard Medical School, go to residency, and be a doctor because they learned it all, but they're still a crappy doctor. So it doesn't mitigate all the risks from that, but it does help a little bit get that hands-on experience for them.
I would imagine it also makes it a little more real for them as well. Now, for somebody that when they graduate, when they finish the course, and they're a certified gunsmith. Now, I would imagine that would they be looking to go out and try to find a paid position? Do they want to refine their skill and maybe be a specialist and do something like, I don't know, fabricate muzzle devices? I mean, is that something you can help them do?
It's all across the board, really. The majority of students will go into our coursework wanting to start their own business and become a gunsmith. And we have a program called FFL 123. We partnered with them, and they help walk you through that whole getting your FFL process. And most people will get it, but a lot of people will want to come out making money immediately. Well, you know, and I know, and most people who are business owners that are listening to this know, you're not making money immediately when you start your own business.
Right.
So they'll go and they'll become a gunsmith at a gun shop that doesn't have one, or maybe even there's a small manufacturer around them, or even a bigger manufacturer will go to work for them with the knowledge base that they got from us. And we get letters and feedback all the time, just people being grateful for the knowledge base that we gave them, because now they're, you know, head gunsmith at XYZ Arms, major manufacturer, you know. I apologize if there's an XYZ Arms out there. I just threw that name out there. But they, you know, and a lot of things that people really want to do, because we get some brilliant people coming through here, like you said, they do want to design things, whether it's muzzle devices, barrels, stocks, and the knowledge base that we give them and then go into work in the industry for a little while, they end up creating something and designing something, and next thing you know, they've got a booming company on their hands. So it runs the gamut of all the different aspects of things you can do on the firearms industry. We've even had people that, because let's face it, in the firearms industry, not everybody that works on the corporate side of these manufacturers are gun people. So some of them were marketing for, you know, Colgate toothpaste or Fruit of the Loom underwear, or, you know, they were an accountant over here at this other, you know, pharmaceutical company. And they get into the firearms world because they enjoy firearms and they're fine with them, but they're not really a gun person. So we've had people take our course because it's affordable, and they're not going to be a gunsmith at all, but it gives them enough of a gun-based knowledge
right.
that they can take that and apply that to their jobs. Even though it's not applied to marketing or accounting at XYZ Firearms, they still have a better, well-rounded version of themselves going into that job. And we also do some stuff with GunLearn.com, too. GunLearn.com Bill Frady. But GunLearn IFSA is where I got my certified firearm specialist certification through, and they can even go even deeper with that, but that's a whole nother program.
That's pretty smart. I would never have thought of that as a way to get a little gun savvy real quick. That's a pretty good idea. I like that. There's a lot of money, to be made that is not apparent within gunsmithing. Because, like, if you get something out there and you figure out a way to make an extractor that, and you can make enough of them and it will never break, and then you want to license that, well, you're at that point, you either need to take a course in accounting or something like that, because if enough people sign on to license it, right? Imagine Smith & Wesson signing on to license something like that. How many guns does Smith & Wesson make a year?
Oh, my gosh. You're talking in the millions. And if they get some big government contract, way more.
And this is all gunsmiths doing this. All of your Gucci brands and everything, like Agency Arms and Zeb and everything. These guys are all gunsmiths that have a vision. They have a take on things. But all of that has to start somewhere. And you don't have to go deep in debt. You don't have to go anywhere. You just have to go to a website, which, by the way, is mgsed.edu, and there you will be. You'll be right there under the close supervision of Zeke Stout, who has taught many people. There's been a lot of people that have come under the bridge of Zeke Stout that have gone on to become gunsmiths of a kind. Hang on for me. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load, and I am talking to Zeke Stout, man of quite the media chops. He was how many radio shows have you been on? I'm not been on, but you've been the host of. How many radio shows have you done?
I hosted one FM radio show in Nashville, and then I've had two different podcasts.
And you're looking at another radio show.
Looking at another radio show.
Is that coming along
now, right?
Huh?
You're talking about doing the other one. There's some stuff I'm developing for this guy that has this show. What is it called? Lock and Load Radio. I don't know if you heard him or Bill Frady.
Yeah, that guy. Yeah.
I'm looking at developing some stuff with him and for him, so, you know, we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, but that's going to be a TV show.
Well, true.
I'm going to be
helping with the Gad Daily podcast soon, too.
Really?
Yeah, thanks to you.
Okay. Well, I didn't know that that had come from that, but that's a good thing. Which do you find harder to do, though, the audio or the TV?
TV, because there's more aspects of it. Audio, it's your voice. But it's a different, it kind of depends on which version and which way you're doing the audio, too, right? So if you're like you, I am in awe of you at times that you can talk by yourself. You know, if I have somebody to bounce off, I can go for hours. If it's just me, I've got about an hour and a half, 2 hours, and I'm like, uh-oh, what do I talk about now? which is a preparation thing. I get that. but radio is a lot easier because you're not worried about your wardrobe. And then, like on the TV show, I had a makeup lady that would run out every chance she had to wipe the sweat off and get the makeup right, and it's just, oh, my God, can we just film? Well, she was great. I mean, that situation was great. I loved it. But I think if I had the choice, money was the same. Somebody said, you can get X dollars for doing a radio show, or you can get X dollars to do a TV show, and everything was equal, I'd go radio.
Let's see. That's just because you're smart. You never see a radio host getting too, well, they get too old. After a while, when they're out there going, well, now, welcome to Lock and Load. And where am I? When you get to that point, it's time to hang it up. But
have you had had any of those moments yet?
Not on the air. Not on the air. thankfully not. But the thing about the radio medium is that you never find, like, there's no way, if they told me, Bill, you can be the best actor in the United States for a year, highest paid, I wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
Because their shelf life, I mean, one day they're here. I mean, I thought Jan Michael Vincent was a pretty decent actor in his day, you know. And then Airwolf comes and goes. But, I mean, before that, you know, he's doing Burt Reynolds movies, and he's doing movies with Charles Bronson, and he was doing all kinds of movies. He was all over the place. And then Airwolf comes, it goes, he's gone. And then one day you're walking around going, what was that guy's name? Jan Vincent Michael something, what it was. And then you look him up, and you're surprised to find out he's still alive, but he's aged, and he's in his 70s. And I mean, actors and actresses have that happen all the time. Deborah Winger, she just vanished one day. I don't know what happened to her. And that never happens in radio. That never happens in radio.
No. And what's amazing, when somebody has a good radio voice, right? Like, when I worked at the FM station, Vanessa and I had that show. It was wild because I had this picture of some of these guys, you know, and what their voice sounded like, what they looked like. And you get there, and a lot of them were older guys. And you're kind of like, oh, wow, I never would have guessed that, you know. But you do have a little bit more longevity in radio because you don't have that. And this is sad to say. If somebody's a good actor, they should just be a good actor and they can play roles that are for older. I mean, Clint Eastwood's a great example, but Clint Eastwood produces and directs and writes
right.
a lot of his own movies.
That's right. That's right.
So would he be getting the same opportunities now if he wasn't doing that? You know? So it's sad that people think, oh, well, they're older. They don't appeal to people anymore. I mean, really? Look at Betty White. Every movie that comes out with her, even the younger crowd, loves Betty White. So, you know, it's the mentality of being on video and realizing, oh, my God, I've got a very small window to do something entertainment-wise on film, but then also experiencing radio and go, I could do this forever as long as I keep my mind, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
The only thing, my mind a while back. So.
The only thing, the only thing that I find, that, like here locally, we've got this guy named Bob McAllister. Bob, not Bob McAllister, Bobby Mack. We'll just call him Bobby Mack. And Bobby Mack has been a evening radio staple forever and ever and ever. And he just couldn't allow himself to quit and enjoy his. You know, he's in his 70s now. He couldn't allow himself to quit. And finally he did. And now the audience is having a hard time adjusting to him not being there anymore. And I'm sure he's having a hard time. Because radio is one thing. You got to be on every day.
Mm-hmm. And even if you're not, you know, Vanessa and I, we were Saturday mornings at 5 a.m. We still get Facebook messages on the Projectile Dysfunction Facebook page saying, man, we miss y'all on Saturday morning. We haven't recorded, or we haven't been on air in 3.5 years.
But I'm sure
in that routine.
I'm sure that if you're, I'm sure if that particular podcast, if that was physical media, people would have worn that out a dozen times already, replaying that. Because that's the thing about the internet, the stuff that's out there is out there in perpetuity. You're now immortal. So.
Well, and from the business perspective, that's why I put all our advertising dollars on podcasts and YouTube. And, you know, there's some exceptions like Lock and Load Radio that will do it on regular radio. But even you put it on podcast format. So
Sure. Once
it's out there, let's say you decide next week, you know what, forget this, I'm done with radio, shutting it down. Well, guess what? Our advertisement for Lock and Load Radio is out there forever.
Forever.
Yeah. So it's a greater value, but a lot of companies, I mean, companies are starting to realize it a little bit more. But, you know, that's what I've done for the last 8 years in the marketing realm is I've approached YouTube, podcast, stuff that's online, that once it's online, it's there. It's not going away. So.
Well, I think podcasting is going to be where everything ends up. as soon as they figure out a way to make it appear ubiquitously in a car, to where you can actually do it from a car. You don't have to be hooked up to a phone or something. And as soon as they figure out a way to where you can just tune into it and not drive your car off the side of the road while you're doing it. That's the way it's going to go. Yeah. That is absolutely the way it's going to go. Now, in the meantime, as you continue to expand your media chops, you're going to keep on with MGS.edu, yeah?
Absolutely, yeah. I'm a part owner in the school, so it's my baby. It's my retirement there.
Before we run out of time, I mean, I put it this way. For anybody wanting to get into gunsmithing, for less than the price of three new iPhones when you switch phone companies, and I know everybody's doing it left and right, just to give you an idea of the price context, you can take a 27 modules, 27 lesson course that you can complete in 12 months that will make you a certified gunsmith for less money. And if you can't do that, they've got a payment plan to where, you know, you can say, I won't go to Starbucks as often per week, and you'll cover your payment.
It's a good point. I mean, a lot of people go every day, and you would more than cover your payment. You can go to Starbucks once a week.
Yeah, if you like to do it with a little swagger and you're buying everybody's drinks, you can pay for them and you. So, I mean, this is you get a trade, and you don't get the debt. And we'll be hearing from Mr. Stout again soon. Thank you very much for taking the time today, sir.
Absolutely. Anytime.
I will be in touch. MGS, Modern Gun School, new sponsor of Lock and Load. So you'll be hearing that ad. You're not just going to be hearing it when it's me and Zeke talking. You're going to be hearing it on a regular basis. We'll be right back. Hour number two is inbound. Going to speak with Joe Chambers from Chambers Custom. This is Lock and Load. In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&H Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&H Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&H Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.